On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody out in podcast land, time for another episode of Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And we've started now doing basically live shows where we are recording this on Monday, December 13th, and it'll probably go out tomorrow.
Maybe tonight.
Maybe tonight. Depends on how big of a nap Mark needs before we get it put out.
I don't take naps anymore. I miss them so much.
All right. I remember in high school, you were a major napper. I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I was, but no more.
Well, when you have little twins, I guess they're not so little anymore, but still.
Yeah, they're 14.
Yeah. Jesus, man.
No, time flies.
Yeah. All right, well, today, or maybe yesterday, but I think it was today, the M3 show announced their 2022 lineup. It's in May 6th, 7th, and 8th in Meriwether Post in Maryland. Mark and I have been to a couple of those.
I think two, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've been to three, Mark's been to two. So haven't been in a couple of years, but this year's lineup is kind of interesting. A few surprises here and there. So we're going to go through each day and just kind of talk about what we think. The first day, of course, Kix is headlining, which if you've never seen Kix, you're missing out because they are a blast. And this is one of their, they consider it their hometown show. So it's a lot of fun. They get to play for an hour and a half, and it's a blast. Those guys are so tight. Also on the bill that day is Lizzie Borden, Doro, and Count 77, which I don't have any idea what that is.
I can tell you what that is.
All right. Well,
you ever seen that show Counting Cars?
I think
it's on A&E. It's a guy named Danny Coker. He's one of those guys who rebuilds cars and, you know, takes cars and soups them up and motorcycles and anything. It's one of those reality shows. He also owns a rock club in Vegas. So that's his own band. I mean, it's not a big band or anything, but. And it's only for VIP, so most people won't see Count 77. I can't say I've heard any of their music, but yeah,
you know. Yeah, whatever. I'd go see him, but I'm not going to do the VIP thing. So
yeah. So what I'm surprised about in this first date, obviously Kix needs the headline, hometown show, awesome. But Lizzie Borden and Doro, neither one of them, I believe, have ever played in the M3. But I'm surprised Lizzie Borden is playing after Doro, because Doro is a much bigger act than Lizzie Borden. Lizzie Borden was very tiny. I mean, never really made it. At least Doro made it with Warlock a little bit. But
yeah. Well, maybe because she's not with Warlock, she's... But I agree. I think I'm surprised Doro is basically starting the show. But
and it's surprising. Oh. First time. I mean, it's a little heavy. M3 kind of went a little heavier in some of these acts.
Yeah.
Lizzie Borden is more of a Alice Cooper theatrical type act. That's what you're going to get with Lizzie Borden, all that stuff. Doro is more straight ahead metal, kind of like Accept was last year.
Yeah.
I think this is kind of the Accept. I think since Accept went over so well last year, they're bringing...
They needed another German band?
not so much a German band, but a little heavier band to counteract some of the lighter acts. So
right. Exactly.
And plus, you can't see Faster Pussycat and Ellie Guns every single year. You got to throw some other acts in there, too. So maybe this is where Lizzie Borden and Doro fit in on that.
Those are the two bands I was talking about last time, that Ellie Guns and Faster Pussycat, their albums came out at the same time, and they always just, I always confuse the two bands. I don't know what it is about them, but, you know, I don't know. It's kind of weird, but that's who I was trying to think of last show.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the albums came at the same time from the same scene, similar looks. I mean, I can tell the difference between the two of them, but...
Oh, yeah, I mean, when you listen to them and you can, but, you know, Anyway. All right, so that's Friday. If you're thinking about a day to go, definitely consider Friday, because 1 year we went and Wasp closed Friday and Kicks played before them, and that was a mess. I mean, we hated Wasp anyway because they were the sound was so bad, but Kicks is the perfect first night closer. They're great, and they go over huge.
Yeah, they do.
All right, Saturday, May 7th. The headliner is Tom Kiefer. Of course, he's from Cinderella. Then there's Extreme, which I'm a gigantic fan of, so I would go to Saturday just for them, although I've seen Extreme probably 5 or 6 times, I think. Awesome band. Surprise to me, Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, like, big time.
What? Where'd that come from? But anyway, then also on Saturday is Stephen Piercy, of course, from Rat, Tony Harnell from TNT, Heaven's Edge, Vane, and Lillian Axe, who I wouldn't mind seeing. I really like their first couple albums. So I'd have to reacquaint myself with them, but kind of an interesting day.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the place. Lillian Axe, definitely would love to see. I've never seen him. Vane, I can't stand Vane. I don't know why. Hate them. Sorry, Vane, I'm not a fan. I don't like the guy's, Davey Vane's voice. Ugh. We saw Heaven's Edge, and we didn't know nothing about them when we saw them, and they were really good. So.
Oh, yeah.
And Tony Harnell, I've never seen Tony. Maybe he's going to sing all TNT songs. That'd be awesome. I mean, yeah. I never saw TNT back in the day.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
I mean, yeah, I suppose the days, this one's a pretty good day so far. Stephen Piercy, I think it's his solo band, so he's going to play solos because he releases a lot of solo album plus Rat stuff. Yeah, Blue Oyster Cult is a big surprise, but it works. It's still a hard rock band.
Oh, yeah.
They had most of their success in the 70s and in the early 80s, too, with Burning For You, so it works. And, I mean, they're going to do a greatest hit set, so you're going to know pretty much 80% of their set. So
yeah, they might get 45 minutes. I bet it's between 30 and 45 minutes they get.
Yeah, but I think from last year, I think the set times are a lot longer now. Because remember, they used to do the 2-stage thing. I don't think they do that anymore. And I think they did this. They wanted to spread over 3 days with longer sets. So yeah. I think you're getting a decent and Extreme. I'm hoping Extreme has a new album out by the time this show comes up.
Man, that'd be awesome.
Apparently it's already finished. They just haven't put it out yet, so I don't know.
Yeah.
And Tom Kiefer is going to do his mostly Cinderella set with a couple of his solo songs in, so.
Yeah.
I wish it was Cinderella over Tom Kiefer, but Tom Kiefer is still pretty great.
Yeah, he can still sing.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to, I don't know about Stephen Piercy. I guess it depends on the night.
Yeah, you got it. Yep. It's hit or miss with Stephen. Steve either on or really off, so
yeah,
who knows.
So it'll be interesting to see how Tony Harnell is. I mean, his voice was unreal back in the day, so we'll see. I mean, if all he does is 10,000 Lovers, I'd be set.
Oh, Seven Seas.
There's so many TNT songs I'd like to hear, but anyway.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to go to.
Yeah, so Saturday's a pretty good day. Then comes Sunday, May 8th. The headliner is Tesla, which they've played M3 probably every year, it seems.
It seems like every other year. It's either them or Queensryche.
Or Night Ranger.
Yeah.
Yep. Though there's no Queensryche or Night Ranger.
Surprise. No.
Yeah. Interesting. We're going in reverse order here. So Tesla is the headliner. Skid Row, which will be very interesting.
With ZP and vocals, which we've never seen before.
Yeah. I've only seen Skid Row once, and it was... They were touring with Pantera back in the late 80s.
Oh, that great was, show. That was the 90s. It was early 90s. I remember that.
No, I was living in Charlotte. I lived in Charlotte, and I moved away from Charlotte in 89.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It was 80. It must have been 89, because we moved in December of 89.
Okay.
Yeah. Then Stryper, which you know what you're getting with them. Awesome band.
Yeah.
Then, interesting, Yngwie Malmsteen. his albums, his most recent albums, if you watch or look at melodicrock.com, he roasts him. I mean, all his albums get like 10 or 15 out of 100. It's like, yeah, the big Yngwie fans will buy it, but that's about it. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, he was supposed to play here yesterday, but he... At the last second, that show got called off because he got sick. So in his place, for I think for a free show, was Bobby Blotzer and Friends. So I guess because, you know, Bobby lives around here, so I guess he played, grabbed a bunch of his friends. And since Yngwie canceled, Bobby stepped in and with a bunch of his friends and did a jam. So that's kind of cool.
That's all right.
Yngwie was great in the beginning because he had all these fantastic vocalists. But now Yngwie wants to be the vocalist and the guitarist, and Yngwie does not have the chops to sing. He just does not.
Just be the guitar guy you are. I mean, you don't need to sing. There are other guys that do that.
But I got to say, I'm not a big, the shredder thing he does, it would get boring really quick, and I've seen it. It's fantastic. But if you've never seen it before, you got to see it at least once. The guy's amazing. It's ridiculous how good he is. But after a while, it becomes samey, you know.
Yeah, there, you know, two or three songs of the arpeggios and the sweep picking and the classically influenced guitar solos, you're like, yeah, okay, how about something different? Nope.
No, he sticks to what he's good at, and he's got a core fan base. So
yeah, well, he's really good at what he's good at. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Then on the list after Yngwie is Zebra, which I would be very interested in seeing. Then XYZ. Never seen them.
Me neither.
That'd be cool to see. And then the Choir Boys.
Saw them once.
Yeah. I've never seen them. That would be cool. Then Leather Wolf, which would be pretty cool. I like the one album I think I have of them. And then the opening act is Burning Witches, which you sent me an album by them recently, and it's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, this is a surprising day. I mean, Zebra, get back to Zebra. I saw Zebra with Cheap Trick in the mid-80s. Talk about a fantastic three-piece band. Great. Still great. We're seeing XYZ, I've never seen, but I did see their lead singer about 5-6 months ago in a show. Oh, my God, this guy can sing.
Was he the guy you were saying was like the best vocalist you think you've ever heard?
Yeah, he got an acoustic and sat down and sang. I'm like, oh, my God, where is this guy from? It was ridiculous how good he was. I mean, and we get the Choir Boys. The Choir Boys sound like, Rod Stewart in the early 70s. Yes, it's kind of an odd band to be here. But
yeah,
it seems like they're diversifying because you got them, especially on this day, because Leatherwolf is pretty straightforward. It's funny, Leatherwolf and Striper used to play together all the time. Burning Witches is a Swedish-Dutch power metal band, all female.
Yeah.
And they kind of remind me of Dio, Priest, Iron Maiden. If you like that kind of music, Helloween, I mean, they're definitely a metal band.
Oh, absolutely.
And they definitely have the chops. And I think the young men in the audience are going to like looking at them. But they can really play. But yeah, it's surprising. This is their first U.S. show ever.
Nice.
So it's a very diverse Sunday ticket there. I wouldn't mind going to all 3 days, tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Something different.
It's not all 3 days have something for me. I mean, the first day, I'd totally love seeing Kicks again. They're playing here not too long. Next few days. Oh, on Friday. They're playing here, but I'm going to be up in New York, so I'm going to miss it. My brother and his boys are going.
Oh, cool.
And then Saturday, I definitely like to see Tom Kiefer, Extreme, of course, always. Never seen Blue Oyster Cult, so that would be cool. And definitely Lillian Axe, I want to see them.
Yep.
And then on Sunday, Tesla's always great. Skid Row, I haven't seen since late 80s. I've never seen Yngwie either, so I wouldn't mind seeing him, you know, for what it's worth. Zebra at XYZ and Burning Witches, I think. Yeah.
Be cool.
Yeah, it'd be a good day. So save your pennies and come to Maryland.
Yeah, I don't know how much tickets are, so I don't think they've started selling them yet. They just announced the date, so.
Yeah, today just announced, so. Tickets on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.
Oh, okay. And usually, what do you, for the VIPs, don't they run about, I don't even know what it is. I'm going to guess around the 200 for all 3 days.
I think so. And VIP is pretty cool. You get seats up in kind of, I don't know if you'd call it the pit or not, but the year we went as VIP, we sat up front. And that was when Wasp closed the show, and we're like right in front of the bass band, and it was like, oh, my God.
I know they did a complete restructure of Meriwether Post. It's completely different than it used to be.
Oh, yeah. It's totally. They haven't rebuilt it, but they've added so much stuff to it. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'd love to go, but I don't see myself flying out.
Hey, well, you're welcome to come. So
yeah, I'd have to be. I mean, I'd like to go, but it's not something. I'm dying. I gotta fly out there and go.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any day that I would say, oh my God, I've got to be there. You know, if I was in your situation, I don't know if I'd say, okay, I got to fly across the country to go to Saturday or go to Sunday or something.
But if I lived on the East Coast and I'd do a 5-hour drive, spend a couple days in a hotel and do it. Yeah, absolutely.
It's an hour and a half for me.
Yeah, easy.
So, and it's about 45 minutes from my brother's house. So I may try to convince him to go and we'll just commute.
Yeah, it's funny. I've never seen Doro either. She just never plays the West Coast. So,
yeah.
I mean,
speaking of shows on the West Coast, there was another announcement today that Smith-Cotson is touring.
Really?
Yep. They have 6 shows in the U.S., and they are all in California and Nevada.
Sweet.
They have 5 in California and 1 in Vegas.
Okay. Well, maybe I have to check, see if anything's close by.
Oh, yeah. I think there were 2 in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll have to tell me how that is, because I'd love to see that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've always been a huge Maiden fan. And of course, Richie Kotzen's unreal. So,
you know what I'm surprised about that particular band? Adrian Smith can actually sing.
Yeah.
Surprised. Who knew? I didn't know. He's not as good as Richie Kotzen, but Adrian can sing. He's okay. It's like, okay, this guy doesn't suck. All right. This is all right.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. That'd be a good show. I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Okay, well, if it's in the area and I can do it, I'll definitely check it out.
Nice.
Okay.
All right.
That concludes our little M3 preview show. Hopefully some of you guys go support this kind of music.
Yeah, and if you go, of course, that's months from now, but if you go, let us know in the message about what you thought, who sucked, who was good. You know, and if either of us go or if I go, I will absolutely have a full review.
Cool.
All right.
On that note, we're going to move on to our next bit. What is it going to be this
year?
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
Again, this was another fun thing to put together. What this bit is it's 6 songs in 6 bits of songs in 30 seconds. So that works out to about 5 seconds a piece. So what we do is you have to come up with the artist. And in this case, Mark, you're going to go first. You're going to play the one I sent to you.
Okay.
In this case, the artist is all Jeff Scott Soto. But if you know Jeff Scott Soto, you know he has played in probably, I don't know, 600 different bands.
Okay.
So you have to name the band that he is singing with.
You suck.
Yep. This is not easy. And I will tell you, there are no Jeff Scott Soto solo albums.
Only bands. Okay.
So no JSS.
All right. No Soto?
I'm not going to say that.
Okay, because that's a band. All right.
That's a band. That's not just him.
Okay.
And I will say, well, that's all I'm going to say.
I can tell you that I'm going to stink at this.
All right. Well,
all right.
Let's see how you do, because this is going to be interesting. So go ahead and give it a spin.
All right. I got my pen, my paper. Play along at home with us. Let's see how this works. Jeff Scott Soto, huh?
That ignites and it burns as it splits. Call out my name.
Oh, my God. I know I got one for sure.
I know. Probably number 3 would be my guess.
That's the one I got for certain. I'm 100% sure of that one.
All right. I did want to throw an easy one in there. The rest, I'm not sure you're going to get.
I'm going to make a bold prediction. I think you're going to win this whole bit this week right now.
All right. Well, we'll see.
All right. So let me play this one more time, and I'm going to guess on a lot of these. Okay, here we go.
All right. That ignites and it burns as it's burning.
I don't know if I could name six accidents. Okay.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Probably.
If you thought about it.
All right. Track one. I know it's Jeff Scott Soto singing. My guess for number one is that Talisman.
No, that is incorrect.
Damn it.
I will give you a hint that it's his holiday band.
That's got to be... Damn, I just saw this too. Oh.
You actually saw him?
No, I saw a post about it. Oh, what the heck? It's the crap with
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Thank you. So that's a miss for me.
Yeah, well, my mom went to see them a couple years ago, and she was amazed at how much the guitar players threw their hair around.
Yeah, because...
like, oh, my God, Mom, really?
And there's two different bands. There's an East Coast and a West Coast band.
Right. Right.
And I've seen the guys in the band, like, I think I know almost every guy in each one of these bands. But
oh, yeah, they're all like, they have their own successful bands outright, but they get together for this thing to make some money.
Okay. Number two, I'm going to guess that, is that Wet?
No, you were right the first time. That's Talisman.
Jesus Christ. Oh. All right, number three is Yngwie Malmsteen's Rising Voice.
That is correct.
Okay. I got one right.
Yep.
Number four, is that Soto?
No, that is not. Once again, you've already guessed it. That was Wet.
Jesus.
Which is his thing with the guy, Eric Martinson from Eclipse.
Okay. Number five, is that...
Number five.
Is that Soto?
No, it is not.
Damn it. What one is it?
I will say the guitar player was Neil Sean on that one.
Oh, what the hell was it? Oh, it's got to be Hardline. Nope. Oh, nope. What was the other one he did? Damn it. I don't remember.
Well, the name of the band was Soul Circus.
Okay, that's right.
It was kind of a rise from the ashes of Hardline.
All right, number six is Sons of Apollo.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
That was Soto. Damn.
Wow, I've already lost.
Wow.
I got one. One out of six. That was hard.
Yeah, that was hard. That was tough. I purposely didn't use Sons of Apollo.
Okay. I bet you Jeff Scott Soto wouldn't get more than three, okay? Man, that was hard.
Yeah.
If anybody got six out of six, you're a genius. Wow.
Or you're Jeff Scott Soto's manager or something.
Or you're married to Jeff Scott Soto. I don't know.
I think I might have gotten two or three because I would have gotten Wet and maybe Soul Circus, but that's about it.
Ooh, man, Danny's stepping it up, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Mine is not nearly as hard.
Okay, well... we'll see about that. So.
Oh, I know it. But mine's an interesting one, I thought, when I came up with this. I looked up bands that opened for Kiss in the 1970s, and there was a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
So, I didn't want to pick just the obvious ones, like, you know, the AC/DCs or Rushes and stuff like that. I want to pick some of the other ones. So.
Well, I saw AC/DC open for Kiss.
I know you did.
In 77.
So I got a six acts. All I got to do is give me the band or the solo artist who opened for Kiss right. In the 70s.
Man, that's a good theme. All right, here we go. Sleep all day, out all night.
Can't stop loving you, baby. Can't stop. can already guarantee you got more than one.
Yeah.
All of them you've heard of.
Holy crap. Those couple in the middle. Jeez. I'm going to have to listen to this one more time here.
All right. Go ahead. I'll sleep all day. I'm all night. I know where you're going.
Hombres. Can't stop loving you, baby. Can't stop it. She reached over and she squeezed on my ride. Oh, man.
All right, Danny. What is the first group?
First one, that's Joe Walsh.
That is incorrect.
Well, you're going technical on me then.
Yes, I am. What's the name of the band? Hey, I got one. I got to go technical on you.
I can't think of the name.
That would be the James Gang.
James Gang. God damn it. The next, actually, next three, I have no clue. I've never heard any of those songs.
Wow, the second one is a band we talked about playing M3.
They're playing M3 this coming year.
Yes, we've talked about them today on the show. Blue Oyster Cult. It is Blue Oyster Cult. So is that a gift? You said you didn't know it.
Oh, man. All right, the third one, I have no idea.
Can't Stop. That's Cheap Trick.
Oh, man, you picked a... What song is that?
Can't Stop It, But I'm Gonna Try. I thought that was an easy one. Wow, you've missed them all so far.
Yeah, well, you got tagged on the first one. The fourth one, no idea.
Stars.
Oh, yeah, see, you and your damn stars.
Yeah. I reached over and squeezed my rocks. I lost it all in the popcorn box.
The
number five. One,
the Boozing and Cruising. Is that April Wine?
Negative. Wow, that's Sammy Hagar.
Oh, man.
I thought you'd get on The Voice alone. Wow, you're 0 for 5. This is a miracle.
The last one's Bob Seger.
And?
Oh, and the Silver Bullet Band.
Okay, it's a tie. I thought for sure you'd get Cheap Trick easy. And Sammy Hagar,
I know that song.
Yeah, it's on the one that came out in 1980.
Damn.
It's the one right after Dream Police. Yeah, but man, the voice. One. Cruising and Bruising. I figured Sammy Hagar's voice is pretty distinct. Wow.
It was only 5 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Wow. We
tied.
We both bombed. I figured you're going to work me on that one.
Well, yeah, if you had picked more obvious songs, like Dream Police.
Well, I can't make it that easy. And play Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult.
Right.
I picked E.T.I.
Man.
I love that song, too.
All right, well, we tied. So
yeah, okay, wow, surprise. I knew you weren't going to get stars. I figured you're going to get 4 out of 6.
I'm going to start guessing stars for everything with this. I don't know, you love them or something.
They're pretty good.
I actually saw them.
Yeah, their bands opened for Kiss in the 70s. I just didn't put John Cougar or Rush or, you know, AC/DC.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot more. I could have put New England in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have got that one.
Tons of bands. Yeah, I probably would have gotten New England because they're pretty distinct.
Oh, well. Wow.
Thought had Cheap Trick and Sammy Hagar, too.
So I'm wondering if there's anybody out there got more than two. We got 2 out of 12.
Out of 12.
Oh, God.
No doubt. I mean, they probably got one of yours and at least 3 or 4 of mine.
Oh, I think it's the other way around. So a lot of people.
No, I mean 3 or 4 of the ones that I had to guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to find something Bob Seger that rocked, and it wasn't that obvious. So.
Oy.
Okay, well. Now,
all right.
Let's listen to a commercial and regroup, okay?
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, we're back here at the Hard Rock and Trivia Show from Delaware and California. And we're going to do something we call Who the Hell Is This? where we take a song and cut it into 4 10-second clips. It could be a super obscure band, or it could be a super obscure song from a known band. And this week, I got a super hard one for Danny.
Oh, great. Thanks.
I think there's a 2% chance you get this. But I like I like the song, and the song probably make you laugh. And it's really out there. I mean, really out there. That's all I'm going to say. It's really out there.
Well, let's listen to the first part. This is 4 10-second clips. So here we go. Oh, man, I know this.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I know this song.
Oh, my God. Maybe I didn't stump you.
Oh.
Who's the band? Well, you got to take a guess.
Cheap Trick.
It is not Cheap Trick. No. Your first hint is this song came out in 2012.
Oh, man. Okay. The band with the guy, he's got the really high voice, his brother plays guitar, wears a Thin Lizzy t-shirt.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. Is it the right band?
No, it's not. I can't even think of that band's name right now.
I know the name of that band you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
But so you have to guess.
I don't know the name of that band. I'm going to say that band that I can't think of.
The Darkness.
Darkness, yeah.
That would be incorrect.
Dang it.
All right, this band is, I believe they're a five-piece out of all places, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Okay, and this band is heavily in. There's a lot of influences in there. I would throw Queen, ELO. I mean, they're all over the place.
All right, let's listen to this next clip.
Any clue?
You can definitely hear the Queen.
Yeah.
Is it Jet?
It is not Jet. Not a bad guess, but it's not Jet. I mean, it came out around the same time, that's for sure. All right, any more clues? I don't even know if you've ever heard of this band before, but they had a buzz a couple of years ago, and then they broke up, and I think they just came back together and put out a new album. And you probably downloaded it from me.
But probably so.
But you probably never listened to it, because these guys are weird. Kind of like, and you know, the Darkness is a good guess, because the Darkness is all over the place, too.
Yeah.
And the octave range is ridiculous on that singer. And this particular singer is the same thing. He can go low to high. And they're just weird.
Oh, let's see. Let's see this last clip. That's the biggest black ass I've ever seen. And I like it. I like it. That's the biggest black
ass I've ever seen. And I like it. I like it a lot. You've heard it, huh?
Oh, yeah. I know this song. God, name of the band. Name of the band.
Well, I'm sure you know the name of the song.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
That's all. I like it's the name of the song.
I have it. Foxy Shazam.
Correct.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't think you ever heard of Foxy Shazam.
Yeah, I love that song. I don't know why I know that song, but.
Yeah, why do you love it? Maybe you do love what they were talking about.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Interesting band, huh? Listen to that stuff. It's all over the place. Just like that, and that new Darkness album is great. It's called Motorheart.
Yeah.
If you're into Darkness, you're probably into Foxy Shazam. Same thing. Or like,
I'll have to listen to that Darkness album. I haven't heard much of it, but
If you like Queen or 10cc, weird bands like that, you'll like Foxy Shazam as well.
Yeah. Nice.
So you got it on the fourth song. I'm surprised you got that.
I can't believe I pulled that one out.
Wow, you
did. I didn't know the Darkness.
And the Darkness is definitely a much bigger band.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm scared to see what you have for me this week.
All right, this one, I think you'll probably get this.
Oh.
If you know the song, you'll get it right away. So.
Okay.
All right, so let's see what you got here.
All right. Let's see. What has Danny cooked up for me this week? All right. Here we go. Track one. Play along at home. Sounds really cool, but I have no idea what it is. I'm going to guess, is that TNT?
No, it is not. You're not very close on that either.
Okay, I didn't think so. I just figured since we were talking about Tony Harnell earlier, maybe it could have been TNT. I don't know.
No. No, the Tony Harnell thing just kind of came out of us deciding to talk about M3, which was not planned, but it happened. So.
Yeah, okay.
This is the first song on the album that came out in 1995.
1995. Okay, here, play track two. I have no clue right now. How about some vocals there? That doesn't help me at all. Sounds pretty cool. It does sound a little familiar.
Yeah, you probably listened to this once and thought, yeah, that's cool.
Well, that doesn't help either. Okay. Oh.
This band was around from 95. They were kind of on and off from 95 to 2020.
Wow.
They have three albums out.
That's it?
Yep. This is off their first album.
I have no idea. Is it Warrior Soul?
Oh, wow. No.
I had to say something, okay? I knew that was wrong. Track three. Maybe we'll get some vocals on this.
I believe so. I better run before I fall. You
better listen if I call. Is it Tall Stories?
No, that's not a bad guess. I can tell where you're thinking from the vocals, but nope. Okay. This is technically, this is a trio.
Oh, I think I know who this is, but I don't remember the name of the damn band. Is that the one with Dean Castronovo, like Jack Blades and Doug Aldridge, that band? But I don't remember the name of the damn band.
Well, that would be a problem.
That would be. So I'm going to listen to track four, and maybe that will magically pop into my head.
Maybe so.
I don't think so, but let's go. Chasing the wind in my sails, back on my train. That didn't help at all.
You can tell it's Dean Castronovo singing and why he sings in Journey.
Yeah, he's back on vocals. He's singing Mother and Father again live with them. They did it in Vegas like a couple nights ago. I don't remember the name of this damn band. I'm going to say, is it Conjuring Circles? I just made that up.
It's Revolution Saints.
Oh, yeah, Revolution Saints. Yep. Yeah, it's one of those things where I've listened to it maybe once or twice, and that was it.
Yeah, you thought I've listened to it a couple times. Thought that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool album, but okay.
Yeah, we have so much music it's thrown our way. We just don't listen to one for a long period of time. So
there you go, Revolution Saints. They're really good. Like an Alex Vecchio or Del Vecchio or something that was basically the band. He wrote the songs and played keyboards in their touring band, but those are the three names were the ones you mentioned.
Yeah, it's one of those Frontiers album things, Frontiers Records, which is based out of Italy, and sometimes they have certain guys write this music and they hire these musicians to form these little supergroups and they put it out. So that's probably what happened with that.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll never see them play live.
No, because those guys are way too busy on their own. You pulled it out with Foxy Shazam. You won that. Wow. Nice. So tied the first bit. You won the second bit. So I really need to step it up on the third one, which will be Rapid Fire, which I'm a conquering hero in Rapid Fire.
Well, we'll see. I mean, this is... I think I've got some pretty tough ones for you.
All right.
Well, not really.
No, really?
We'll see.
I don't think mine are that tough either, to tell you the truth.
All right, so you want to? I'll go ahead and start asking some questions here.
All right, go for it.
All Question number one, can you name five groups that Dean Castronovo has played with?
Okay. It's funny that you, I see where you're going with that. Journey.
Yes.
Revolution Saints.
Bastard.
I know. Well, you, okay, those are two. He was in Wild Dogs.
Yep.
Which was a metal band out of Oregon. That's when he first came out. Now, here's where it gets tough. Wait, he was in Bad English?
Yep.
I need one more. Does it count if I name one where he played, like, ghost drummer for a whole album? Does that count?
No.
No, okay. Oh, what about that Journey band that wasn't Journey, but Sean went out with a group of guys who played Journey songs? I don't remember the name of that.
No, that doesn't count.
You're not counting that one either. Okay. Wow, let me think.
I've got like 7 more.
Wow, he's been in a lot of bands.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm blanking. Oh, I got 4.
So you said Journey, Revolution Saints, Wild Dogs.
Bad English.
Yep. What was kind of an offshoot of Bad English?
Wait, Hardline.
Yes, there you go.
So I got it 5? I got 5 there?
Yeah, you got 5. He also played and recorded with Dead Daisies.
That's right.
Ozzy, Soul Circus, a band called Generation Radio.
That one I don't know.
Yeah, and he played 2 albums for Steve Vai.
Okay, I didn't know that either, but makes perfect sense there.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's been around, man. He's a killer drummer, and his vocals are awesome, but there you go.
This one's for you. Dan Lilliker, Neil Turbin, and Paul Crook are all former members of what band?
Can you say them again?
Dan Lilliker, Neil Turbin, and Paul Crook are former members of what band?
Lillian Axe.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Anthrax.
Oh.
Dan Lilliker was the first bass player. Neil Turbin was the first singer. And Paul Crook played in the 90s.
Yeah. Dang it.
I figured that was the easy one, I thought.
Oh, man. Well, there you go.
I'm up 1-0. I'm not going to get shut up. But then again, I might. You never know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
All right.
All right. When was Black Sabbath's final show?
When or where?
When.
So you want a year?
If you can give me a month, great.
Really? You're going to go that technical? You're going to give me a date?
No, you can give. I'll take a year.
Okay. I'm going to guess 2011.
No. Way later.
Okay,
February of 2017.
Okay, because I couldn't remember when Ronnie passed away.
Yeah.
Oops.
Do you know where it was?
I'm going to guess it was in England.
Yeah, it was in Birmingham, their hometown.
Cool. So, did not. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's February 2017.
That's an epic fail for me there.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, 1-2, so there you go.
All right. Question 2 for you. When the band Montrose broke up in the 70s, what was the name of the next band that Ronnie Montrose formed and recorded with?
After Montrose?
Yep.
Gamma Ray?
Incorrect.
Dang it.
It was Gamma.
Yeah, oh, you...
Gamma Ray was an offshoot of Halloween. Gamma was the band. Incorrect.
Yeah, just because you got that last one.
Hey, you said Gamma Ray. That's a different band.
Question number 3 for you.
Okay.
Ugh. Who is in the band the LA Rats?
Oh, crap. That's, how many guys you want? All of them?
4.
You want all 4?
If you can tell me 4, yeah. 4 guys listed, so yeah.
Wow. You're
smart guy, Mr. Gamma Ray.
You said Gamma Ray, not Gamma. Okay, I know it's Rob Zombie and Nikki Sixx. And here's where it gets tough. I think Matt Sorum is part of the group?
Nope.
So the last two I don't know.
Well, it was John 5.
Okay, and who's the bass player?
And then, Nikki Sixx is the bass player.
So who's the drummer?
The drummer is Tommy Clufetos, who played the last few years in Black Sabbath.
Right, and currently in the Dead Daisies.
Yep.
Yeah, and
there you go.
They only recorded one song for a soundtrack. Wow, that's a tough one.
There you go. LA Rats.
So I got one out of three.
Yeah, well, I'm 0 for 2, so let's see how I do.
This one is a list question, which you love. So I'm going to give you four albums, and you got to give me the order, which is sold the most in the U.S. And it's four albums you know.
Okay.
Okay, ready? So you may want to write these albums down and then got to list them in order. Top
so you
to
want
bottom.
The one that sold the most first.
Correct.
All right.
All right, here we go. The first one is Poison, Open Up and Say Ah. The second one is Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood. The third one is White Snake, Slip of the Tongue. And the last one is Rat Out of the Cellar.
Oh, man.
So you have to, and they're all pretty close, too.
I'm going to say Dr. Feelgood sold the most.
Correct.
Then I'm going to go Slip of the Tongue.
That was the least selling one. That only sold 1 million. Feelgood sold 6. White Snake, Slip of the Tongue only sold 1. So you have number 2 is either Poison or Rat.
Well, it's Open Up and Say Ah, which I'm going to say Out of the Cellar was second.
You should have went with Poison. It was Poison. Poison sold 5 million. Rat sold 3 million.
I thought maybe they would have come back and sold more of that after they hit it big.
Yeah, you'd figure they wouldn't. You figured Slip of the Tongue with Steve Vai on it, after selling so many with the Whitesnake Sykes album, which I believe went on to sell 10, 8 or 10, but it only sold 1 after that. So,
jeez. That's one band I want to see on this final tour they're doing.
Yeah, because
I've never seen them.
That's it after that. Because Coverdale's voice is not what it used to be. So now he's got all these guys in his band who can all sing, so it helps out quite a bit.
I bet.
I mean, that's a monster band they got.
Yeah. Well, that's why I want to see it.
Yeah, and great players, too. And for the life of me, I know Reb Beach, and who's the other guitar player? He was in Night Ranger, too. And he's in Trans-Siberian Orchestra as well.
Joel Hoekstra?
Yep. A monster player. Those two guys there. And I know they got somebody new on bass. Oh, it's a female on bass now. She's got blonde, long dreads, and she's a killer bass player. So you may want to look her up and check her out. I mean, fantastic. And then I'm sure they still have the old man on drums.
Tommy Aldridge.
I think he's still there. Yeah, he's like,
jeez.
I think he's like 74.
Wow.
He's still shredded, still can play, still a monster, yeah. So I don't know when they're going out, but yeah, that'd be cool to see one last
time. Yeah, I've heard they're doing like one final tour.
And that's it, because Coverdale, I think, is almost 70, if not 70 now. Or close, he's getting there.
They could pull off M3.
I think they did it once.
Yeah, I think they have. I think one year I wanted to see them, but I couldn't go.
Yeah, I mean that they would draw for sure. I think they make more money on their own little tours. They were supposed to tour with I think Night Ranger and somebody else before COVID hit. They had this big 3-piece band thing. Like, oh well.
Yeah.
So, you know what this means, right? I win. I won 1 out of 3 bits. Okay, so.
All right, so you get all the money this week.
Well, actually, I don't get squat because you kill. I didn't think in a million years you would get Foxy Shazam. Man.
I actually like that song. It reminds me a lot of Jet. That's why I guess them. But
yeah, I could see that. Cool stuff. Yeah,
Foxy Shazam.
Yeah.
I remember because that's a cool name.
Yeah, it's a weird band too. So yeah, you have to go back and check out their albums. They released a new one recently. So
we are planning to go see Mammoth and Dirty Honey down in Baltimore in February.
Where are they playing?
Ram's Head Live.
Oh, Ram's Head Live. It's kind of like Hammerjacks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's right off the Inner Harbor in Baltimore.
Oh, be careful at night there.
I've seen Kix there a couple times. Saw Extreme. Who else? Saw one other band, I can't remember. I like that Dirty Honey album, so that'll be a good show.
Yeah, good band.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, okay. I think it's about time for us to wrap this up.
We got to have a song pick.
Oh, that's right. We forgot about it. Last time I picked a Kiss and Dynamite song to end the show with.
Yep.
So now this time, Danny's going to pick something that's going to try to turn you guys on to something that, and I have no idea what it is. So
this is one of my, you know, I'm more on the melodic rock side, which, you know, fine. I don't know if this is that much, but this is, I'm sure everybody knows the band Rough Cut. The song I really like from them is called Don't Settle for Less, which is off their Wants You album from 86.
Oh, okay.
Great, great song. If it would be on like my, if I could make a CD of one song from other bands, this is one of the ones that would be on it.
Cool, great song. Yeah. I'd have picked Dreamin' Again, but that's just me. But no, it's your song, and we're gonna.
That's way too commercial, too mellow.
Oh, okay. Mr. Melodic Rock thinks that's too mellow.
That's too mellow. Melodic Rock does not mean like wuss.
Oh, wow. Dreamin' Again is wuss? Wow. Okay, well, we're going to listen to your song. And if you like the song that Danny picked, please go out there and buy it. It's on the second Rough Cut album, Wants You.
Wants You. Great, great album.
Don't Settle for Less, you said.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember it. Good song.
Oh, yeah. Plus, Paul Sorrentino's singing, so you can't beat that.
Yeah, that's Duke fame.
Yeah.
From Spinal Tap.
You wanker.
Yeah. All right.
All right, well, good luck. Let us know if you guys got 12 out of 12. I will be shocked.
Nobody got 12 out of 12.
Nobody did.
All right, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right.
Please share with your friends.
And goodbye.